Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. I'm in my weekly cave visit, as you can tell. A little more echo than normal, but it's okay. Hey, we are looking in the book of Genesis at Noah. And we're right at the end of the account. We looked at Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. And we're just doing a flyover type view of this thing. And it's coming out of what we've learned in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, where it said that by faith, Noah, and then it delineates some things about Noah and his life of faith. Quite often we see these things by faith. Our mind defaults to the by perfection type of mindset. In other words, they lived good lives. They were perfect. So therefore, they attained all this kind of stuff. Well, not really, because they had troubles just like everybody else, as we've seen already. And we'll see more as we go through Hebrews 11. But for today, I'm going to go back to Genesis chapter 9, beginning of verse 18, and read the rest of the account here. A little interesting thing right here, something happens which we're all likely familiar with this account. We're familiar with what occurred, but we probably don't understand it. And I just want to throw an additional thing out to probably bring even less understanding into us, okay? So let's look at it. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18 says this. Now the sons of Noah who came out of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. So Noah had these three sons, okay? Shem, Ham, Japheth. They believed they were in the ark. They come out of the ark now. Now, the end of verse 18 says this. And Ham was the father of Canaan. Well, what's that all about? Why that little line? Why that statement? Well, remember, Genesis is being written by Moses or some other folks that were compiled together. Moses, there's all sorts of debate over this, okay? But this is being written way, way, way past the time of the event here. And so this line is thrown in there to give us understanding about something. Canaan hadn't even come yet, right? It wants us to know that Ham was the father of Canaan. Verse 19, these three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. So when people say, well, where did we all come from? People say Adam and Eve. Well, that's true. You know, that's true. But we all actually came from one of these three lines right here, the line of Shem, the line of Ham, or the line of Japheth. Notice that Noah had no more children. Noah and his wife had no more. So verse 20, then Noah began farming and planted a vineyard. Well, that's cool. Okay. Verse 21, he drank of the wine and became drunk and uncovered himself inside his tent. Well, that's not exactly cool, right? And we see, we get some timing element right here. Because when you begin to farm and you plant a vineyard, it's a period of years, okay, before that vineyard brings forth the crop to where you can harvest from it and you can make wine. So what we have here in these accounts is they're accurate accounts, but the timeline may be quite expansive. You know, we read this something, if you just read it, you think, oh, this happened in the day's time. No, okay? So he drank of the wine, he became drunk, and he uncovered himself inside his tent. Huh. Well, at the simple reading of that, you think, well, it just means he's uncovered. Well, I'll continue. Verse 22, Ham, the father of Canaan, there it is again. It's emphasized again. Saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon their shoulders and walked backwards and uncovered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were turned away so that they did not see their father's nakedness. When Noah awoke from his wine, he knew what his youngest son had done to him. Well, what had he done? Is it just the fact that he'd seen him naked and that he mocked him in front of his brothers? Verse 25. So he said, cursed be Canaan. He didn't curse his son. He cursed his grandson. Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants he shall be to his brothers. Now listen to these next verses. These verses are intriguing. These verses have much to be gleaned and much to be understood. They have been perverted through the years. There's no doubt. But don't let that distract you from the truth of what's being said. Verse 26, Noah says, blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. So he speaks blessing over Shem, okay? And he says, Canaan's going to be your servant. Verse 27, may God enlarge Japheth and let him dwell in the tents of Shem and let Canaan be his servant. Now, I'm not going to take time to get into detail about how the various perversions of this have come about. But the things that we see right here in this blessing have occurred, and we still live with this understanding. There's some really intriguing things about this that if you want to take more time to get into, you can get into. You know, who is of the line of Shem? Who is of the line of Japheth? Who is of the line of Canaan? Just look at the nationalities and look at the countries that are involved and see who has prospered and who isn't prospered. Look to see. I'll give you one. May God enlarge Japheth, okay, Japheth. Most of the Western world, I'll be very broad here, is from the line of Japheth, and let him dwell in the tents of Shem. Most of the Western world own mortgages to those of the line of Shem. You know, you have to say this stuff so guardedly and so carefully today, lest you be accused of being politically correct or anti this or anti that. There's nothing, no foolishness like that. It's just an awareness of what we see historically and what we see even now. Then verse 28, the last one of the chapter, 28, 29, say this. Now, Noah lived 350 years after the flood. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Now, in the final couple of minutes we got, let me throw something at you. Up here where it says that Ham saw the nakedness of his father was naked, there's no doubt, because the brothers backed in and covered him up. Okay, there's some things. But there is some serious understanding here that I think may be true within the original language, within the original Hebrew. If you go look in the Levitical law much, much later, it says, do not lie with your mother because it uncovers the nakedness of your father. Do not lie with your aunt and uncle because it uncovers the nakedness of your father. Every time you see that phrase, uncover the nakedness, like that, it literally means to have sexual intercourse with somebody. Okay, and that you have done this, and by doing that, you've uncovered the nakedness. There is a school of thought, and I'm intrigued by this, and I think it very well may be true, that not only did Ham see his father laying there, passed out, drunk, naked, but when he saw him, that his mom was in there, and that he actually went in and had relations with his mother, uncovered the nakedness of his father. And you say, well, that's horrible. How in the world can you even think that? Well, one reason is, why in the world would Noah curse Canaan in this way? In other words, Canaan would have been the offspring of Ham and Ham's mom, of that incestuous relationship. And the more you look into that and the more you examine that, the more likely that is to be true. That really gives some real understanding to why Noah reacted the way he did, that Canaan would be cursed, that he's going to be the servant of servants. He shall be to his brothers, and all the type of stuff that is said right here. Anyway, I'll lay that before you. Go check it out. I think there may be something to that. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.